This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hot take BS. We bring you best. We bring you sports.
I don't care about bragging rights.
It just introduces more volatility into the equation.
I don't care about victory laps.
Stop it. Please stop it. Throw the football into the floor.
The BetQL Network presents your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, Ken Barkley.
If I have an opinion, I'm just going to go put money on that thing happening.
And your host, Nick Kostos.
Every single play of every single game impacts you in some way, shape, or form.
It's You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
It is a tremendous football Thursday, draft day in the National Football League. It is You Better You Bet. It is Nick Kostos, it's Ken Barkley, and you here with us on the BetQL Network. Awesome first hour of the show, where we talked with Ron Rivera, former head coach of the Washington Commanders, where he seems pretty convinced the Commanders will select Jaden Daniels with the second overall pick in tonight's NFL draft. In case you missed it, you want to check it out, search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Ken and I also went over the Boston Celtics' stunning upset loss last night at the hands of the Miami Heat, and OKC handling New Orleans, and our opinions of those series moving forward. We'll get into the National Hockey League coming up next hour on the show with our friend Pete Blackburn from the What Chaos Hockey Show. Connor Allen will join us later this hour, giving us his last-minute bets for the NFL draft. I will give you my top 10 mock. We'll start that coming up in 20 minutes. We will do it throughout the show. And it's great to be simulcast now up until 6 o'clock Eastern by our friends over at Stadium. So for the Stadium audience, 2 hours of badass wagertainment coming your way starting right now. And we kick off the fun and frivolity here in our Stadium 2 hours. Let's talk some NBA playoffs. One of the absolute best in the business. Joining us for the first time ever on video, looking resplendent in his blue hoodie, very handsome, the great Mike Gallagher from Establish the Run, host of the Establish the Run NBA podcast. We encourage everybody, if you like basketball, like, you actually, it's, you're contractually obligated to follow Mike. And if you don't, like, you're a bozo. Sorry, like, you're a clown. On Twitter, at Mike S. Gallagher. My friend, welcome to You Better You Bet. Nick Kostos, Ken Barkley. How's it going? Good to see ya.
Doing good. Good seeing you. I got the green screen. Usually I have the Maui backdrop for my stuff. But yeah, excited to talk NBA for sure.
Mike, we already talked about Celtics Heat in the first hour of the show, but want to ask you basically either from a prop standpoint, three-pointers for Miami, whatever, from a game standpoint, like, how do you see the rest of this series going? If we were talking about this in the first hour, if you like Miami in any of the games, you're going to get a massive price in every game to play them to cover, to play them to win, to hit a lot of threes, which they seem to like doing against the Celtics. Do you have a strong opinion even on how you see the rest of this series playing out?
No, I never do. I don't bet Miami stuff. Like, just don't do it. So honestly, let's talk about something else. No, but I mean, they were really good. They got rid of their zone. They made all the adjustments they needed to make. So I thought it was pretty good stuff overall, but I just don't bet Miami. So I do think Boston kind of wins in five, though. I feel like they just kind of just blew it.
I said this last hour on the show, Mike, and fair enough, honestly, because the Heat are like always pretty tough to figure out. I don't know. Yeah. We're just like what year is this, basically? Caleb Martin was ridiculous last night for Miami, scored 21 points, made a ton of threes, almost like it's last year. Caleb Martin's points prop for game three is 9.5, and I'm going to have to stop myself. I would very much like to bet the over. You are honestly the smartest person I know with this stuff. What do you think about Caleb Martin's points prop being 9.5 in game three after what he did in game two and his previous success both in the postseason and against this opponent?
Yeah, they need the wing defense, right? So I think it's a pretty good spot for Caleb to kind of be pushed up. They're not going to leave him as open. So that line feels pretty good to me, but he might play a ton. So it seems okay. I'd have to dig in more, but they certainly need him.
Mike, in terms of the second game we saw last night, I've seen two pretty different games in the Pelicans Thunder series so far, right? Game one, which Dagnall was like, we needed to recalibrate, we needed to figure stuff out. A very low scoring game, which the Pelicans could have stolen, really, or could have won, and the Thunder escape. And then last night, 124-92, like a demolition by the Thunder. So it's kind of, we have one of one. We have one of a completely different type of game, even from like a player performance standpoint, some wildly different stuff. Anything strike your interest as you start to handicap the rest of this series, Pelicans and Thunder, which game two was last night?
Yeah, I'm in on the Thunder, man. 132 half-court offensive rating. They're playing this game of chicken with Jonas Valanciunas, and they're going to win. Like, the Valanciunas offense isn't a good way to score. Brandon Ingram can't score on Dort. CJ can't run an offense like he can without extra help from Zion. Meanwhile, OKC just chug it along. They are perfectly equipped to stop this team. I think they roll. I think they're going to sweep this thing. So feel pretty strong OKC tomorrow at only, you know, even money for the point if you want.
Yeah, OKC about a 1-point road favorite in game number three on the road in New Orleans to take a 3-0 series lead. Mike, we can get to the games coming up tonight in a little bit here, but let's talk about some of the series that'll have games tomorrow night. And why don't we start with the Timberwolves and the Suns, with Minnesota holding a 2-0 series lead, and honestly kind of like punking Phoenix in the first two games, especially in game two. Like, some of the clips that are getting circulated on Twitter, like the defensive possessions for Minnesota, where Phoenix can't get like 2 feet of room, like, to breathe, basically, their offensive players, because Minnesota's defense is so good. Like, Minnesota looked great in these first two games. Phoenix, about a 4-point favorite tomorrow night in game three. Don't want to go down 3-0 in the series. Any thoughts for you, game three, Suns Wolves, and how you see the rest of the series playing out?
Yeah, not betting this one either. Just the contest rate is insane. 20% of the Sun shots have been 10-plus foot contested shots. Not a good shot. So they're making them, though, actually. So they've actually been pretty good there. Their transition is not there. They can't swing. They are as possible to score. But that's the rim they never had. So I'm off it. Like, I think my only stance on that one is, like, I think Vogel basically said they're going to run the same game plan defensively, which is just, like, pinch in, close the gaps on Ant-Man, and make other guys beat you. We saw Jaden, you know, plus 10,000 top score, insane. But yeah, I think that, you know, Ant unders is probably my position, but I'm not really too comfortable betting that. Crossing my fingers the Suns make it a series. I'm going to game four on Sunday, so hopefully it's not a sweep.
Mike, I'm curious if obviously we're trending toward the Timberwolves winning the series because they're up 2-0, and you just mentioned some of the things the Timberwolves defense is doing really well. Let's listen to a lot of the podcast content that's out there. You know, I think people are starting to prepare themselves for a Denver-Minnesota second-round series, and I know there's kind of a lot of, like, a rumbling last year in the postseason, and even this year, like, well, the Timberwolves do a lot of things that bother Denver, and the Timberwolves do some things that can kind of, you know, get Denver off of what they want to run, and the way the Twin Towers defense kind of works, all this stuff. Do you buy the idea that Denver-Minnesota would be, like, a close, hotly contested series the way both teams have played so far?
So I think interesting. I think I was trying to hit it. So the number I came up with was like minus 30. That was kind of where I was thinking.
Mike, unfortunately, the video connection is not great. So we're going to, we'll X out the video. So just have your phone on you. We'll give you a quick call and we'll get you on for the final 5 minutes of the segment. So all good happens sometimes with the video setups. Mike was nice enough to join us on video with his pretty cool. I'd like to get a green screen, by the way.
But we have our own version of one, except it just actually has stuff on it. It's a green screen.
Yeah, it's got
screen.
Stuff on it. It's like a real green screen, unfortunately.
It's a screen.
Yes.
And the color of it happens to be green, but that's
exactly.
These are really cool. Remember we absolutely did not want to put these up. We resisted it with every file. I dug in my heels big time, and then one day we both put them up, and we were like, oh, it actually looks really good. it looks awesome. It's actually way different.
I was actually a jerk about it. Right. Mike is back with us here. Ken, do you want to re-tee up the question to Mike Gallagher?
Yeah, Mike, I think you were given your series prices or kind of how you saw Timberwolves Nuggets playing out. I was just saying, obviously headed for Denver, Minnesota round two, both teams up 2-0 in their respective series. If we got that second round, I think a lot of people think Minnesota would be a little problematic. Just how do you feel about the handicap of those two teams in the second round maybe coming up next week?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I think Denver's going to have an edge. They're just too good. So, but Minnesota's equipped, right? They've got the size. They've got perimeter defense to throw. We've seen Jamal Murray struggle against McDaniels. McDaniels is playing freaking awesome. So I think it would be a series. Again, like last year, we saw they were hanging around without Jaden, Nas. They gave them like their toughest series last year. So I was in on Minnesota. I hated their first round matchup. I've got some like 12-1s and they come out of the West. So I think they got a chance. It's a tough, like you just can't bet against Denver. I will never, ever, ever bet against Denver. So it's a tough spot for them, but I think they've got the artillery to match up with them. Obviously Boston probably the best chance to knock off the Nuggets, but I would put Minnesota like pretty easily number two.
Nick and Ken here, You Better You Bet on a Thursday, talking the NBA postseason and betting it with our good friend Mike Gallagher from Establish the Run. Mike is on Twitter at Mike S. Gallagher. Mike, important win in Game 2 the other night in L.A. for the Dallas Mavericks to knot that series up at a game apiece. Series shifting back to Texas. Dallas a 4.5-point favorite tomorrow night in Game 3, 211.5 the total. Any bets for you, Mavs, Clippers, Game 3, and the rest of the series and how you see it going?
Yeah, like I said last week, I'm like way too deep into Dallas, so I'm not going to bet anymore. But I like what I saw. I thought that Kawhi was a step slow. We'll see if he could get improved. But I thought Dallas really contained very well. P.J. Washington was fantastic defensively. I thought Derek Jones Jr. gave him good minutes. Obviously, Luka and Kyrie haven't like totally popped off yet. But I like what I like this. I like the defensive assignments they were playing. So I think Dallas has the upper hand on this one. I think it's priced about right. Again, if I had to pick, I think Dallas can kind of, you know, take care of business at home, and like Dallas in six was like my initial, and that's kind of where I'm at right now. But I really like how their defense has been good, man. Like I mentioned, their starting unit was the best lineup defensively with their minute allotment of 43 lineups. So I think Dallas is in a pretty good spot. But you know, are we going to get Kawhi looking better? That would be the path of my Dallas stuff going down in flames.
So, Mike, obviously, like Kawhi's injury status, which you're alluding to there, like we don't really know what this is going to look like going forward. Also, even more pessimistic probably about whether Giannis is going to play for the Bucks the rest of the series. How is this going to look game to game? Like, is he ever going to return? And their series against the Pacers resumes tomorrow. Also, Pacers, and this, it's like a funny point spread to see. We know Giannis is out, but we know how the first two games were lined. Like the Pacers, who have zero postseason experience aside of Siakam, basically, who scored about 900 points in the series, 5.5-point home favorites against Giannis less Milwaukee. That's the assumption being made in the betting market, and a high total because this game's actually been one of those games that's had scoring in it. Want to ask you about who you like the rest of the series, obviously, and I'm sure you've noticed like the low number of shots Tyrese Halliburton has been taking, gone under his points prop twice, if this is something that's kind of interested you as well. So Pacers, Bucks, and also Halliburton props.
Yeah. So, but on top of the Giannis thing, Chris Middleton didn't practice today. We saw him hurt his right ankle. This isn't the same ankle. This is not the same ankle that cost him you know, a month or so where he was constantly getting managed and all that. That's huge. And Middleton has been a really slow to recover. So, and Indy has killed them. They are out wide open, three-pointing them by a ton. They're outscoring them at the rim. They're outscoring them in transition. They're literally getting all the easy stuff over them. Meanwhile, like, the Dame pick-and-roll stuff just runs out of gas. They brought Miles Turner up in coverages more, and he was so good in that. They cut down Dame's pick-and-roll game substantially. They made Dame, like, be really off-ball. That was not when he's at his best. His handling's way, way down. The Pacers, like, kind of got him figured out. I'm in on the Indy stuff early. I might hit it again. Like, I was a chicken on not betting Pacers yesterday because they had so many advantages in game one that didn't come to fruition, and they did. 131 half-court offensive rating in game two. They looked really good and really equipped without the rim pressure from Giannis. It's such a big deal. So I actually think Indiana could cover tomorrow.
All right, Mike, we only have about 2 minutes to go here, so let's go lightning round on the games tonight if we get the Cavs magic rate. If not, that's okay. My Knicks up 2-0 on Philadelphia. Sixers, though, a 5.5-point favorite tonight in game three. 2 or 4.5 the total. Any bets for you, Knicks and Sixers, game three?
Not yet. I'm curious to see how this D'Anthony Melton thing fills out minutes. Like, we've seen, you know, Kyle Lowry's been too good. So does Kelly Oubre get cut a little bit? Does Buddy Hield go away? So it's potential some unders there. But I'm very curious to see how D'Anthony Melton fits. He's been awesome. Obviously, the Melton lineup's been really, really good this year. He says he's going to play. So that would be a potential underspot that I'll be looking at. I'm not betting this game. New York just, like, how do they keep finding ways to win? It's the, how do they keep getting away with this kind of thing from the Breaking Bad thing? But, so that's kind of where I'm at. Looking for Philly unders. Does Josh Hart get left open? Maybe kind of better regression there. But, that's not too many stakes for me there.
Mike, we've had a couple guests on the show this week talking about Nuggets Lakers. Actually, people that I've talked to, like, I can't believe this is true, like the Lakers in this game. And the thought is, I think, just that the officiating is going to be even more lopsided in their favor than it was in the first two games. And they griped about that a lot after game two. Essentially a pick 'em kind of a game. Lakers down 2-0 at home. Any thought on that game here in about 30 seconds?
Yeah, I don't have much to say. I think the line's right. I mean, I want to bet Denver. Like, that Lakers had a lot of shooting luck in the last game. Like, the Lakers had so many things go right for them, and they lost, you know. So, yeah, I'm probably staying away there. Definitely kind of a – of anyone, you know, the Sixers and the Lakers very have a, you know, bounce back 2-0 at home kind of feel more than anyone. And I could just kind of swing into real quick. I actually kind of love the Cavs today. They've shut off the water on the Magic so much. So, Justin Fan, who I just did a show with, he's on the Magic. So, we very rarely disagree, but – I feel really good about the Cavs taking away Orlando's strengths, and I think they're going to come out there and put a 3-0 on them. So I'm in on that at Moneyline.
We absolutely love our guy, Mike Gallagher. Follow him on Twitter at Mike S. Gallagher, one of the best in the business breaking down the NBA. EstablishTheRun.com for the matchups column, ETR NBA podcast to hear all of Mike's takes on the association. My friend, we sincerely appreciate the time. Good luck with all the bets coming up, and we look forward to catching up with you real soon.
Thanks so much, guys. Sorry for the technical issues, but I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
The great Mike Gallagher joining us here on You Better, You Bet. Technical issues happen. That's okay. We got also got everything in. Didn't miss anything.
Yeah, and we weren't going to ask him about Cavs Magic. He's like, no, I really like Cleveland, which I appreciate because I think you like Cleveland. I also kind of like Cleveland. I really like the under in that game. We're going up to 201.5 again, really. Like, I'm good. I'm good on that one.
I'll say 90-78 Cavs final score tonight.
No, it would be a little higher than that, like 90-81.
About 91-79. On the other side, we will start with Nick Kostos' mock draft ahead of tonight's, you know, NFL draft.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.